USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. With millions more travelers jamming airports across the country, the nation's transportation boss says he's optimistic. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We're seeing huge, huge demand. But so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He said officials are keeping an eye on some possible severe weather and whether or not the system's now able to handle issues caused by that. Buttigieg praised airlines, though, for hiring more staff and coming up with more realistic schedules after last year saw major issues with delays and cancellations. Prices at the gas pump are holding steady as the holiday weekend gets underway.
A lot of rest stops, a lot of energy drinks, of course, a lot of protein bars.
AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57 today. That's up 3 cents from a week ago, but over a dollar cheaper than a year ago. Wall Street closing sharply higher Friday on hopes for a deal to raise the debt ceiling, although some Republicans took time Friday to push back on that. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there are still some key disagreements to iron out. Specifically, McCarthy is leaning into the issue of welfare work requirements.
Work requirements passed with 82% of the vote. Whatever passes with that higher mark. So I don't understand why Democrats here have a different opinion in Americans across the country, Republicans and Democrats.
Most experts say a deal must be struck within a week. Getting any deal through Congress to raise the debt limit in time could still yet be a major challenge. Of course, any last-minute deal in Congress may not get any full readings before the final votes are cast. Consumer sentiment slid this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for May fell 7%. From last month. And another member of the far right-wing group, the Oath Keepers, Jessica Watkins, was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison Friday for her role in the January 6th Capitol riot. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Prosecutors in New York are telling former President Trump's attorneys that evidence in their hush money case involving Trump is an audio recording of him and a witness. The evidence was made public in a court filing on Friday by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. It is not known who the witness is or when the recording was made. Trump was charged last month with 34 counts of falsifying business records involving hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and a former Playboy model, pleading not guilty. The next COVID vaccine booster shot will target one of the newest variants that is now dominant in the U.S. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited sources saying three Omicron subvariants are under consideration for the updated shot. FDA vaccine advisors are set to meet next month to make their recommendation on which strain should be targeted. Moderna and Pfizer have said they'll be able to deliver the updated vaccine by the fall. And a woman who brought a raccoon into a Maine Petco store may have exposed multiple people to rabies.
Several people touched the raccoon, and some even kissed the animal, who was there to get the animal's nails trimmed. Once the Auburn store manager found out about the raccoon, she asked the lady to leave. Wildlife officials say it's illegal to possess wildlife in Maine and urge the public to leave raccoons alone. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.